Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just tuned in to the greatest football recruiting talk radio show in the world. It's T.A. Scouting Scoop, an NCAA certified scouting service that gives you the legit football recruiting scoop in the Central Texas area. T.A. has over 15 years of experience in the sporting recruiting arena and has assisted hundreds of student athletes to be recruited by collegiate sports programs. With a strong social work background, he believes that education is the vehicle to fulfill dreams for student athletes. Now, let's welcome T.A.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and thank you very much, Morphicity Recording, for such an illustrious and elongated intro. Man, I enjoy it every time. Woo! Further feeds my natural high. This is T.A. of T.A. Scouting Scoop, the one who is always tenacious and audacious in this Central Texas area football recruiting game with the legit scoop each time we're blogging or live on the air. The Syntex Legit Football Combine is fastly coming upon us, folks. It is fastly approaching. Saturday, July 18, 2015, at Central Texas Christian School in Temple, Texas. Get pre-registered, folks. Get pre-registered in order to come out and showcase your skills against other really good student athletes. Just go to our website, tascoutingscoop.com, tascoutingscoop.com, click on Football Combine, and pre-register. There is no on-site registration, so please do so accordingly as soon as you can. Also, students that come out here, bring a positive attitude with you and a hard work ethic, and believe me, it will be an exciting atmosphere. We have guys that have coached at some of the highest levels, some of the best personal trainers, some notable guys that have played the game of football before that will be working the stations and working the positions out there. So make sure that you come with it, because believe me, they're going to get all they can out of you as far as making sure your talents are flourishing out there on this Saturday morning. Well, student athletes, I want to encourage you all again, take advantage of your summer break. Man, the month of June is already over that quick. Woo, time flies. And again, time waits for no man, so make sure you're taking advantage of your time. Use your time wisely. It is never a pretty thing to sit idle, so use your time wisely. Just like how I have to grind to make sure your names are being noticed by college coaches, and also grinding to make sure that this combine is going to be the utmost success, well, you have to grind the same way to make sure that you're going to be the best student you can be in the classroom and also being the best athlete you can be out there on that gridiron. So work with the insatiable appetite to get better. Hey, again, Barry Sanders was a guy who was a backup for his first few years of college, and he did not start until what would be his last year of football, which was his junior year, and he ended up winning the Heisman Trophy, but he stayed ready. Remember, if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. It's always good to be prepared for an opportunity than to have an opportunity and not be prepared. So listen to those words wisely and take heed. You can do it, folks. Young folks, young men, you can do it. So make sure that you're always putting your best foot forward. Well, tonight we have a special guest on the show, 2017 All-Purpose Back prospect Nate Davis from San Antonio Madison. This is a guy who had a really good sophomore season and is destined to have an even bigger and better junior year. So we want to use this radio show to help him gain more exposure, and also by way of our scouting reports and our magazines to make sure his name is going to be mentioned throughout the college football airwaves. As always, this is going to be a great convo with another intriguing prospect here in Syntex. Immediately after this broadcast, go to our blog page, syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com, syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com, to see this young man's profile and his highlights, and also be able to listen to this show as many times as you'd like to throughout the future. Follow us on Twitter at TA Scouting Scoop, at TA Scouting Scoop, with the popular hashtag SyntexFootball or football recruiting. If you see one of those two hashtags, most likely it's associated with TA Scouting School. Also, if you have not done so already and you're on Facebook, send us a friend request on Facebook, TA Syntex Football Prospects. That's three words, TA Syntex Football Prospects. And we'll make sure that we accept your friend request. Also, if you're interested in purchasing our magazine, we still have our winter magazine available, but we have our summer one magazine coming up. But go to our website, tascoutingscoop.com, tascoutingscoop.com. Click on Scouting Magazine, and you must have a PayPal account in order to purchase, just like you do in order to register for the Combine. So again, our winter honors edition is basically for everyone that made All-District, All-State, my personal All-Central Texas team, and then our 2015 prospects that signed letters of intent to the colleges by the time we published the magazine. It's a very interesting piece of work, and of course, I'm always proud to be associated with it. All right. Central Texas businesses, feel free to advertise with us, either on our radio show, our blog page, or in our magazine. Just reach out to us either on social media or email us at tascoutingscoop@gmail.com. That's tascoutingscoop@gmail.com so that we can render you the advertising packages that we have to offer. Hey, in Central Texas, we definitely want to continue to uplift one another, so we definitely want to give businesses the opportunity to be even more exposed to others out there just to help further flourish your business. Well, we're going to take a short commercial break, then we're going to be back with our very special guest this evening, so stay tuned.
People who get ahead in life are those who can communicate effectively. Wouldn't you like to develop this valuable skill? You can. Big T Toastmasters in Temple will show you how to give speeches, listen effectively, think on your feet, and speak confidently. You will learn leadership skills, all in a supportive and positive learning environment. We meet every Tuesday from 12 to 1 p.m. in Suite 210 in the Exchange Plaza, one of the office buildings in front of Hobby Lobby in Temple, Texas. For more information, call Dorothy at 254-983-0055. That's 254-983-0055. Visit Big T today and see what Toastmasters can do for you.
All right, that's Big T Toastmasters located in Temple, Texas. But folks, Toastmasters are located in numerous cities throughout these United States of America. So please, if you are a person that likes to speak in front of people publicly, or gives presentations regularly, or just want to enhance your public speaking skills for whatever reason, I strongly recommend that you consider visiting Toastmasters and joining Toastmasters. I myself would not be able to have this radio show and speak to you all on a weekly basis, and also nor would I be able to give motivational speeches had it not been for me joining Toastmasters some years ago. So again, make sure you check out your local Toastmasters club. All right, without further ado, I'd like to welcome our guest for this evening to our show, Mr. Nate Davis from San Antonio Madison High School. Nate, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Hey, man, I'm great. I appreciate you coming on the show because I know summertime for you youngsters, you're either working out, hanging out, or, you know, you could be doing anything else but being on this radio show. So I definitely appreciate you for coming on here tonight.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. No problem.
Yeah. All right. Nate, okay, you are you're about to be a junior, a 2017 prospect at James Madison High School in the Alamo City area, as I affectionately refer to it, the same school that produced the likes of Aaron Green, Byron Daniels, and recent graduate Marcus McNeil. What does it mean to you to be a Madison Maverick and to be from Saytown, the 210?
Oh, it means a lot. You know, Madison has had a lot of great athletes, and, you know, I'm just happy to be a part of the Madison Maverick football team, you know, and it just hearing those guys' name pushes me to work even harder and become so they can say my name like that when I'm leaving. You know, it means a lot also, being from the city of San Antonio.
Okay. All right. Also, what are the goals of the Mavericks for this upcoming season? I know last year, I think you guys just came up just short of the postseason, but what are you all's goals this year? And is there anyone else on your team that college coaches should be aware of, fans should be aware of, and scouts like myself need to be aware of?
We're just trying to bounce back, and we're working hard to not repeat what we did last season. And our goal is to win as much games as we can and, you know, just give it all that we have. You know, win the district, and, you know, go to playoffs. And we have a lot of great athletes on our team. Jim Lou Young, he's our corner. He's going to be a senior. He's a very good athlete. We have a slot, Tevin Bernie Mitchell, who's also really good, and another one, Jaquez Wingfield. And, you know, those are some guys right there.
Okay. All right. Man, you guys play in one of the toughest districts in all of 6A. I mean, how is that, man, playing against, like, basically some ballers week in, week out, the way you guys have to, with that type of monster schedule you all have?
It's tough. You know, a lot of these guys out here, they're very good, but we like the challenge. You know, we like going out there and competing against them and, you know, trying to beat them and, you know, work harder than these guys. You know, we enjoy it.
Okay. All right. Good stuff. Because there definitely is a lot of talent in that district, contrary to popular opinion. Now, without grades, there's no football. I mean, without grades, there's no college football. So, what is your grade point average, and how important are the academics to you personally?
My grade point average is close to a 3.0. And, you know, grades are very important because without good grades and education, you can't really do anything with life. Like you said, there's no football without grades. So I understand how important they are, and you can't do nothing without them.
All right. And, young man, I tell you what, just continue to study hard. You'll be able to get that grade point average over 3.0, and it's close to, you know, you'll always strive to have all A's. That's what I tell prospects. If you strive to have all A's, man, you can help eliminate a lot of possible problems. You don't have to have all A's, but why not work for it? You know what I'm saying? The same way you want to be the best running back, the best quarterback, the best defensive lineman, you should also want to be the best student.
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna go ahead and take a short commercial break, then we're gonna be back and talk more with Mr. Nate Davis from San Antonio Madison. So stay tuned.
Inspire Designs Hair Salon and Barbershop offers a variety of services for all your hair care and beauty needs. Military, precision cuts, hot leather shaves for men, relaxers, smoothing system keratin treatment, natural hair regrowth, and conditioning treatment. Inspire Design also offers color services, eyelash extensions, makeup and waxing. Located at 3901 East San Slater Loop. Call 254-680-CUT for appointment. Oh, and remember to like us on Facebook at Inspire Designs Barbershop and Hair Salon. And we'll like you back.
Yes, that's Inspired Designs Hair Salon and Barbershop, located on Stan Schluter Loop in Killeen, Texas. Miss D and her crew are always doing things the professional way over there and keeping their customers always happy. Well, we're back. We're back with our special guest this evening, 2017 All-Purpose back, Nate Davis from San Antonio Madison High School. Nate, all right, we just got through talking about the Madison Mavericks and you guys' goals for this upcoming season, also how you're looking in the classroom. Now let's talk about football recruiting in a sense and the things that make a prospect intriguing to scouts like myself and college coaches. What is your height, your weight, and your 40 time, hand time? What is your height, weight, and your hand time on the 40?
I'm 5'9", and I weigh 175. My fastest 40 is, hand time has been a 4.3, a low 4.3.
A 4.3?
Yes, sir.
All right, man. That's good. That's good stuff, man. Hey, I always say, you know, speed ain't everything, but it don't ever hurt to have it. So,
yeah.
So good. Man, those are some good measurables. For those of you all out there that's listening, for an all-purpose back, some people may call him a scat back or whatever, but, he's a running back. He just happens to be very versatile. Those are some very, very good measurables for a guy like that, and his film will let you see just how quick he is. Now, what do you feel your strengths are personally as a running back?
You know, I believe I'm fast and I can see the field pretty good, and I have good vision and good moves. So.
Okay. All right. Now, of course, there's no such thing as a perfect football player. So, what do you feel you need to constantly improve on?
I'm constantly trying to improve on my blocking. You know, that's very important. And also, sometimes just hitting the hole harder. You know, stop. Sometimes I make too many. I can see I make too many moves, and sometimes you just got to hit it and go.
Right, right, right. Yeah, and I definitely can give you, I guess, an example of someone who used to hit the hole really hard, who really wasn't a fast guy on the stopwatch, but he would hit the hole so hard that he couldn't help but to get yards down the field, and that was a guy by the name of Emmitt Smith. Emmitt Smith, I think, ran no faster than like a 4.7 in a 40, but man, he was explosive going through the line of scrimmage. Now, granted, he always pretty much had a good line, but the thing of it was that if he wasn't explosive running between the tackles, you know, he wouldn't be the NFL's all-time leading rusher. I firmly believe that. So it's definitely important to hit the hole hard, and I'm glad that you made mention of that as to one of the things you can improve on.
Yes, sir.
Now, as far as you being from, I'm going to add a little bit, as far as you being from the San Antonio area, the southern part of Central Texas, what's your vibe when people from, like, the bigger cities like Houston, Dallas, they always, you know, how a lot of, you know, scouts favor those kids more so over you guys. Well, I mean, what does that mean to you? I mean, how does that motivate you?
I mean, it just motivates me to work even harder, you know. You know, because some of those guys, you know, they're good, but we're also good in this area also. So it just motivates you to work harder, you know, kind of show people that you can compete with them and compete with really anybody that's playing football. So it just gives you a drive to work even harder.
Right, right, right. Because trust me, man, anytime, that's the reason I come up with my own rankings, my own magazine, because I just got tired of Central Texas kids, man, getting dissed. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you guys get overlooked so much, man. It's like, oh, man, it's frustrating. You know what I'm saying? So again, I make it my business to make it known who guys like Nate Davis are and also other guys that are diamonds in the rough who should be getting a lot more recruiting attention than what they're getting. So I definitely commend you on expressing that because, again, it's frustrating to be slighted, but the only way you can fight through that is to straight ball out on the field, okay? Just continue to ball out and, of course, stand on top of those books just so you can be out there, you know, balling to make sure that you prove any naysayers wrong.
Yeah.
All right, now, we talked about your speed, your agilities. Do you play any other sports? And if so, which one?
I run track.
Okay. You run track, and what events are you in, and how do you feel track has helped you mature as a football player?
I do the 100 and the 4x100-meter relay, and I feel like it's helped me a lot in football. You know, it's gotten me a lot faster. Puts me in a better shape because, you know, track has a lot of running and track can get very hard. So it just helps me just become an overall better athlete, you know, and helps me with my endurance.
Yeah. And you got a chance to actually compete in the state track meet, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And how did that go for the Mavericks?
It was good, you know. It was the first time our relay at Madison has made it to state. And, you know, it was a very good experience.
The first time?
You know, I believe so. I don't remember anybody else making it. We broke the record.
Okay.
Even when we didn't make it to state, we set the record at our school, so I don't know who else would have made it that I can remember.
Oh, okay. That's good, man. That's good. And do you guys have most of your cast coming back on the relay for next year?
Yes, sir. Yes, we have our whole relay coming back.
Ooh, okay then. All right, so, hey, man, you guys don't have no excuse now not to make it, okay? Y'all don't have any excuse not to make it and not to really probably y'all should win instead if y'all have all four guys coming back, assuming that everybody's going to get faster that's on the relay. So yeah, I definitely look forward to seeing you guys doing some big things and hopefully hosting that trophy and gold medal after the state championship is over with. But anyway,
yes,
we're going to go ahead and take another short commercial break, then we're going to come back and talk more with Mr. Nate Davis from San Antonio Madison High School. So stay tuned. Actually, we're going to go ahead and finish up the show. Nate, let me ask you this. How's recruiting going for you?
It's going pretty good.
Okay, have you gotten any offers just yet?
Not any offers, you know. I've received a lot of letters from colleges.
Okay, and what schools have been writing you thus far?
Purdue, UTSA, Arkansas, Northern Arizona. I received letters from UT. So.
Mhm. Okay. All right. Good stuff, man. Good stuff. Okay, so as far as, like, the schools that you like, I mean, who can you see yourself playing for? I mean, what schools you like watching and who do you feel you fit in really good with?
I like Baylor a lot. I like also TCU, Oklahoma State, and Oklahoma. You know, I watch those colleges a lot. You know, those are my favorite colleges.
Okay. All right, then. Those are some definitely good schools there. They've been ranked pretty high these past couple of seasons, and they have a lot of offensive power, so I definitely commend you on that. All right. Well, Nate, well, let me ask you this then. Okay, we're having a few technical difficulties with our commercial, so we'll just roll on through the show. What are you planning on attending any other football camps this summer, and if so, which ones?
Yes, I plan on attending your football camp.
All right, oh man, Nate, buddy, that makes me feel good, Nate. Yeah. Well, okay, my camp and who else camps?
I plan on attending UTSA camp, a Baylor camp,
mm-hmm.
I believe
okay.
a UT camp also.
Okay. All right, good, man. That's good stuff, good stuff. And like I said, the main thing is make sure you compete hard. You compete hard, yes, sir, no, sir, I don't know, sir, the type of answers that you give coaches when they're talking with you or instructing you, okay? Because, again, first impressions can definitely be lasting impressions. All right. Also, now, with all that being said, now we have a pretty fast 40 record at our combine, okay? And the young man that set the record actually is just qualified for the world championships in the triple jump and for USA track and field by the name of Omar Craddock. He ran a 4.31 in the 40 to set our combine record. Do you feel you can get close to that or possibly get that record?
I believe I can get close to it. You know, I'm gonna compete and give it all I got.
Okay.
So that's all you
guys
for.
Okay, yes, sir. I like that. I like that. Yeah, I like confidence because believe me, if you show them confidence, then that means your skills as a prospect you're lacking lacking in confidence. And believe me, confidence is not the same as cockiness. Confidence just means you're sure of yourself. And I always enjoy prospects that are sure of themselves as far as being on the field. All right, Nate, man. We're going to go ahead and wrap up the show. Do you have any lasting comments that you'd like to share with our listeners about you and your Maverick teammates?
You know, at Madison, we just work it hard. You know, we're coming out strong, stronger than where we were last year. We're just trying to, you know, do great like Madison's been in the past. So that's all I have to say.
Okay. Good stuff. Well, folks, the Madison Mavericks, they play good football down there in the southern part of Central Texas, South Central Texas, as we call it. Watch these guys on Friday nights, okay? I think you guys open up with Cibolo Steel, correct?
Yes, sir.
That's always the first game of the season. It's kind of like a robbery. But anyway, that game always draws a big crowd. So if you're a big football fan, make sure that you become a part of that crowd as well. Again, we're talking about football in the southern part of Central Texas, or Central Texas football in general. Watch these young men. Go out there and support them because, again, they could be doing any other things that are considered taboo, but they would rather go to school and play football as well. So let's support these young men. Also, immediately after this broadcast, make sure you go to our blog page, syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com, syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com, and make sure you check out this young man's highlights, and also you get a chance to see what this young man was like on the radio show tonight. You can listen to it as many times as you like and forward it on to as many people as you like. All right. Again, we're talking to Nate Davis from San Antonio Madison High School. Nate, I appreciate you coming on the show, young man. I wish you nothing but inner success and continue to make sure you stay on top of those books.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Not a problem. Not a problem. All right. Again, for all our Central Texas area businesses out there, all our Central Texas area businesses, remember, if you like to advertise, we invite you to advertise either on our radio show, our blog site, or in our magazine, Central Texas Football Recruiting Magazine. Because, again, we definitely want to help each other grow in business throughout the Central Texas area and make sure that we help illuminate your product or service above and beyond what's already been established. Well, for TA and also for Nate Davis from Madison High School in San Antonio, we're signing off from yet another show. You all be safe out there, and always, always remember where you get the legit football recruiting scoop from in the Central Texas area. This is TA signing off from yet another show. You all be safe out there and be blessed.